Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get you the real story. And today we're looking at something genuinely big happening online. I mean, some people are comparing it to the start of robots.txt, you know, that old file telling bots where to go.
Yeah.
But this new thing goes way beyond that.
Oh, it really does. We're talking about Cloudflare and their, well, groundbreaking new system for protecting content from AI. It's not just an update. They're automatically blocking AI crawlers by default now. That's huge. And they've coupled it with this novel idea, a paper crawl compensation model.
Right. So our mission today is to unpack what this massive shift means for, you know, creators, publishers, the big AI companies, and really for you listening right now and what the internet might look like because of it. We need to dig into how it works, why it's such a big deal. So let's get started.
Okay, so first, to really get the scale here, you have to understand Cloudflare's position. They're way more than just a CDN, a content delivery network. Think of them as like a massive digital guardian. They do cybersecurity, stop those DDoS attacks, handle network connectivity.
And the crucial part, the reverse proxy and DNS stuff, right?
Yeah.
That means they sit between users and websites for a huge part of the internet.
Exactly. That position gives them this incredible viewpoint and control over web traffic. It's why they can actually implement something like this effectively.
And the stat is just mind-blowing. About 20% of all internet traffic flows through Cloudflare. 20%.
It's a staggering number.
So what does that reach actually mean for, you know, enforcing this? They're essentially becoming a private regulator for a fifth of the web, setting the terms for AI. That's a power shift, isn't it? And this all kicked off. The announcement date was July 1st, 2025.
Right. And the core change, the really fascinating bit, is making AI crawler blocking the default for new customers. It flips the model completely from opt-in protection to opt-out. That's the game changer for creators.
Just to be super clear here, it's not like a total ban, right?
No, definitely not. It's all about granular control. It gives website owners the choice, the ability to set terms, consent and compensation. That's the focus, not outright prohibition.
Which is exactly what so many creators have been asking for, yeah?
Yeah.
Addressing that huge worry about your work just being vacuumed up by AI systems with no payment, no credit, nothing.
Precisely. It's a direct answer to that concern. People felt their IP was just being taken. And importantly, this is about future crawling. The data AI companies already scraped, well, that's already out there. This affects what happens from now on.
Okay, but how do they tell the difference between like a regular search engine bot and an AI training bot?
Well, they've developed some pretty sophisticated ways. They can identify bots crawling for specific reasons, collecting training data, generating content, research. And crucially, they're very clear. Traditional search engines like Googlebot, Bingbot, they're not affected. No. This won't mess with your site's SEO or search rankings. It specifically targets those AI bots used for training and content generation. That level of identification is what really empowers website owners here.
Okay, so Cloudflare is putting up the gates.
Yeah.
Now, how do you unlock them?
Right.
Let's talk about the money side, the paper crawl.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like the first real attempt to build a sustainable economic model that works for both sides, doesn't it? For creators and AI companies.
It really is. Think of it basically as a marketplace. Mm. Publishers can set their rates for AI access, maybe different prices for different types of content or how fresh it is.
Right, like premium access for real-time news feeds, maybe.
Exactly that kind of thing. AI companies then look at the price, look at the content, and decide if they want to pay for legitimate access. So creators get paid directly, and the AI firms get properly licensed high quality data. It could foster this whole ecosystem of micro licensing.
And it's not just paying for raw text either. You mentioned enhanced features.
Yeah, that's interesting too. They're offering AI companies things like knowing how fresh the content is, getting it in machine friendly formats, preview options, even bulk access. So it's not just a toll booth. It's more like a controlled gateway offering added value if you're willing to participate fairly.
So how's the industry reacting? Has this landed well?
The response seems overwhelmingly positive, actually. We're seeing major publishers, big industry groups getting on board. You've got names like The Atlantic, Time Magazine, BuzzFeed, 80 Week, Fortune.
And Stack Overflow. That's a big one, given how much code AI models have trained on from there.
A huge one. Stack Overflow, O'Reilly Media for technical content, Quora, Webflow too. It signals a real shift in how even technical data platforms are thinking about this.
And organizations too, right? Like media alliances.
Yeah, the News Media Alliance, IAB Tech Lab, Third Door Media, they're all voicing support. It does feel like a consensus is building.
Any specific endorsements jumping out?
Definitely. Ren Turiano from Gannett Media, that's the U.S.'s largest newspaper publisher, he stressed how vital blocking unauthorized scraping is for them, protecting their core business, basically. And Vivek Shah, the CEO of Ziff Davis, he praised it as essential for a sustainable digital ecosystem. That long-term view, making sure content creation remains viable.
Okay, so let's get practical. If I'm a website owner using Cloudflare, what kind of control do I actually get? And is it hard to set up?
The control seems really granular. You can create specific allow lists like, okay, this AI company is fine, let them crawl. You can restrict access based on content categories, time of day, even geography. Plus, you get tools to monitor who's trying to access what.
And what about AI companies trying to get around it?
Cloudflare's whole security infrastructure is built for that kind of thing. They say they're actively looking for bypass attempts, and there could be consequences for trying.
And the setup itself, is it technically demanding?
Apparently not. They say it integrates smoothly with existing platforms like WordPress or whatever you're using. It's managed through the Cloudflare dashboard, so no messing with your site's code directly. Minimal technical hassle seems to be the goal.
Is it just for big players? Or can smaller blogs or creators use this too?
No, they're emphasizing inclusivity. It's designed for websites of all sizes. So yeah, small creators can absolutely participate in paper crawl if they want. And because it runs at the network edge, it shouldn't slow down your site for regular human visitors.
Okay, so that flexibility is key too. You can still let specific AIs crawl for free if you choose.
Absolutely. You decide.
Yeah.
And you set the price for paid access based on whatever you think your content's worth, market demand, you know, you're in the driver's seat.
Let's flip this around then. What does this mean for the AI companies themselves? This must pose some significant challenges, right? Suddenly, maybe 20% of their usual data fire hose gets, well, potentially harder or more expensive to access.
Oh, absolutely. It's a major shift from the scrape everything approach that kind of dominated the early days of large language model training. They might have to seriously negotiate direct licenses now. Or invest way more in creating their own original content, which is expensive. Or perhaps develop smarter ways to train models effectively on smaller, maybe higher quality data sets. Or find totally different data sources.
But challenges often spark innovation. Is there an upside here for AI development too?
Definitely. You could see this pushing AI towards higher quality. Instead of just quantity, focusing on verified, licensed, maybe more specialized data, imagine AI models trained specifically on, say, peer-reviewed scientific journals that were properly licensed. The reliability could be much higher.
So like boutique AI models trained on premium data.
Exactly. It could foster better relationships between AI firms and creators, lead to more ethical, sustainable AI practices overall, maybe even spawn whole new marketplaces just for licensing specific types of content for AI training. It forces a more thoughtful approach.
And Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince, he's been quite outspoken about the philosophy behind this, hasn't he?
He has. He's basically said, point blank, AI is going to fundamentally change the business model of the web. And his view is that the old way, just letting AI harvest everything without limits, simply isn't sustainable long term.
So what's his vision then? What are the pillars?
Well, first, protecting original content creation, recognizing that's the core value online. Second, setting up fair compensation models for that creation, making sure creators get a piece of the value. Third, doing this in a way that still preserves a free and vibrant internet, not locking everything down completely. And fourth, enabling AI innovation, but doing it ethically and sustainably. It's about finding that balance where both creators and AI can thrive.
Okay, so this new landscape is complex for businesses, for individual creators. Navigating this might require some help, yeah.
I think so. Expert guidance could become really valuable. Think about needing help with, like, strategic planning. How do you set up your blocking policies? How do you price your content for paper crawl to maximize revenue?
Right, the actual technical setup too, making sure it's integrated smoothly.
Exactly. And then ongoing stuff, revenue optimization, consulting, looking at the data, figuring out pricing strategies as the market evolves, plus monitoring and analytics tracking who's crawling, what the impact is. And don't forget the legal side, IP protection, understanding contracts in this new space. That's crucial.
And just staying ahead of the curve, future-proofing your strategy as AI tech keeps changing.
Yeah, all of that. The goal for anyone offering support here would be to help businesses and creators turn these new Cloudflare tools from just a feature into, you know, a real competitive edge, a sustainable income stream.
All right, so as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear Cloudflare's move here is, well, it's genuinely profound for the digital economy, for the future of content online. It really redraws the lines between creators, their work, their intellectual property, and this rapidly expanding world of AI.
It does. And we'd encourage you, listening, to think about your own role. Are you a creator, a consumer? How do you use AI? Because this new way of thinking about content value and access, it's going to shape the information landscape for everyone.
So here's the final thought to leave you with. How will this fundamental shift, controlling access, demanding compensation, how will it ultimately reshape the kinds of content we all see online, both the stuff made by humans and the stuff generated by AI? And maybe more importantly, in this evolving digital ecosystem, who really stands to benefit the most in the long run? Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.